Hello, everybody. We're jumping the gun. We're going right to connected dots. Early start, the early bird catches the worm, and all that other jazz. This is your host, Tom Edison, and this is a show with connected dots, named after my all-explaining book called Connected Dots Theory. If you haven't got a copy of it yet, you need to get it. Available, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you name it. It's easy to find. It'll make you a smarter person. It was designed to do that. And also designed to be a reference dictionary because it talks about the things that we need to concentrate on because we're in a serious situation. I talk about it every week. Everybody in the United States is being poisoned by the chemtrails, and I have a true story in relation to this, just to show you how bad things are. I mean, I contacted the Citizens Climate Lobby in Coronado, California, and I was trying to relay a message, hey, if you're interested in cleaning up the world pollution, you might tune into this my radio station. And the person who answered the phone, all they wanted to do was tell me what their mission was. First of all, the person didn't know what chemtrails were about. Secondly, the person started acting like a robot. Our mission is only concerns carbon emissions, the lowering of carbon emissions. That's all we're concerned about. And I tried to make point that, you know, chemtrails are poisoning the atmosphere. And like I said, the person just turned into a robot. I just kind of give you the name of the station. Our mission is to blah, 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 and I got hung up on. Well, that's the kind of nonsense we're up. All these people, Paris Agreement, you know, but they don't want to talk about chemtrails. I mean, how tell you how else bad it is, all right? And then I'll tell you something good. I don't know, I think it was back in 2015, someone from the Agriculture Defense Coalition actually had a meeting, got to meet with the people at the UN, you know, the United Nations, another worthless organization in my opinion, because they never really do what needs to be done, you know, so she convinced them with a video and other information that, yeah, they were willing to admit that chemtrails are loaded with poisons and the planes flying around spraying us do exist. Now, that was back in 2015. What has the UN done about addressing this situation? Like I said, they are a worthless organization, in my opinion. You know? I mean, it's sad. And to think they got their building here in the U.S., they got all these privileges, hog the parking spaces in Manhattan. You wouldn't know about that unless you were in Manhattan. They never pay the parking tickets they get. Just disrespectful. And then they can't even do something that really not only concerns the United States, but the whole world, because they're flying these planes around everywhere. So somebody got a meeting with people that could do something, and it went nowhere. That's why I say, I claim I've got the best plan yet. Everyone needs to pass the word and tweet the President of the United States, Donald Trump, because he knows how to write those executive orders. And he could stop all this insanity with just one executive order prohibiting these planes from dumping their waste onto us. And, how can Jerry Brown talk about climate change, you know? please, anybody listening to this show, tweet his office tomorrow or call his office and tell him that he isn't liked by one of the 2020 presidential candidates who's running on the basis of intelligence, bringing solutions to the table. Yeah, you can tell him I don't like him. I heard him on the TV talking about climate change, but he doesn't even want to talk about chemtrails, so whose pocket is he in? I mean, you know, please. And that was an interview on, I think, on BBC. So, you know, nobody in authority is going to do anything for us, the people, the ones getting poisoned. You know, I'm tired of being nice about these people. I'm going to call them what they are. You know, they're cowards. They're like uncaring legislators. You know, and while we're on it, you know, I don't have anything against the man personally, but ethically I do. Yeah. What about the big senator down in Arizona there, the big war hero? I don't even want to mention his name. He doesn't deserve mention, in my opinion. Why isn't he talking about chemtrails? Is he that stupid, or has he been bought out too? You know, he just wants to, you know, complain about President Trump. Yeah, play it safe, you know? Why isn't he? He's supposed to be a military man, understand we're at war. Yeah, we're at war. We're at war with the people who want to kill us all off, the global government. Well, just to prove I can change the whole tone of the conversation, let's do something for a little amusement here. This show today is brought to you by Uncle Irving's Converted Grace. We used to be kosher, but now we're Christian. Don't try to find that in the supermarket. Okay, fluoridation. You know, I think all of England they've made the decision to fluoridate all their water. They've been duped into destroying themselves, because anybody knows about the truth about fluoridation. First of all, it comes with the use of a toxic fluoride compound used in chemical industries and other processes. And they, you know, play on the thing, well, it can prevent cavities in your children's teeth. Yeah, sure. Whether, even if it did, what about all the bad things it does? Well, most people don't realize, and of course, all these stupid communities, city council adopted the fluoridation of water because they were duped into adopting it. Well, they don't know, I'm going to speak about it right now, the biggest harm of fluoridation is the destruction of your mind. It calcifies your pineal gland, which is your spiritual connection. Of course, that's what the world controllers want. They don't want any spiritual connections. They don't want any spiritual powers. They want to rule with an iron fist where there's no consideration. You know? It's all about serving the corporate world, serving the dictatorships, whatever, you know, they want to call themselves. And while we're talking about these bad groups of world control people, let's not forget to talk about our friends the Masons. Sure, all Masons are not bad, and a lot of the people who started the U.S. government were Masons. You know, it's an order that originally started out working for good, but they got commandeered over the years. And, well, in certain ways, they were wrong from the beginning. You know, as far as, hey, somebody call up and say it's not true. The Masons do not allow women to be part of their organization. Well, where are all the racial discrimination people? How come they're not harping on that? That's an important fact because Masons have a lot of control of this world more than we realize. In fact, they're the ones behind the Washington Monument, which is a mind control device. They're the ones that got involved in laying out the city of Washington, D.C., 45 degrees out of kilter. I talked about this before with the cardinal directions. That's another reason you need to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I explain direction is an important thing, and a marker of evil is 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. And yes, the information is out there that the universe is in alignment with what's called the cardinal directions. You got to dig deep for that material, but it's out there. In fact, it's sickening for me to think about how stupid everybody's been kept. The explanations for many of the unsolved riddles of life were given to us within the last 100 years. Given to us in printed papers written in English, so there was no translation problem. And yet all this information is being ignored. And I've said it before, yeah, everything is really known already. It's known what we call the afterlife in the higher dimensions, the faster vibrating dimensions, the faster vibrating zones of reality. That's the term I coined in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. To make these things simple to understand, yes, there are other zones of reality, and they do vibrate at faster and faster dimensions the higher you go up the scale. And that's why light can travel faster than 186,000 miles per second, and that's why we can travel faster than 186,000 miles per second. It's unfortunately the bad Einstein, he was leading us down a dead-end street there, but he didn't know any better. So we can't really personally blame him, but the people that accepted that as absolute truth have all been duped. Now, let's just change the line of talk again. Okay, because this show is an educational show. Not only am I using this to run for president of the United States, and I am proving my point that I am the most qualified person because I can talk about more things than any other presidential candidate ever walked the face of this earth. Prove me wrong, okay? I've done more in the last seven shows than all the last 10 presidents put together, and we could probably go back farther than that. That makes me the most knowledgeable and qualified person to be the president of the United States, because we need somebody who has the knowledge of everything that's going on, including the nonsense behind the scenes, including the global war against humanity to take over the whole planet, and they're planning to do it with our country. Of course, they bought out the whole Congress already. These people are worthless. I don't know. They don't work, really. They're supposed to be doing things for us. What are they doing? Holding these testimonies, these hearings. Like, what a waste of time, you know? I watched it for a while. What a waste of time. They keep asking the guys, what can you tell us about this? And every time the answer is the same. Well, oh, that's classified. Well, what's the point of even having the meetings if every answer is going to be, oh, well, that's classified? You know, and now we're down to, he said, he said. You're a liar. No, you're a liar. Oh, wow. What productive thing they put together there. Meanwhile, they're not doing their job, which should be changing the laws for the betterment of the common people. You know, I'm talking truth here, you know? And they're all cowards because none of them want to talk about chemtrails, poisoning of the human race in America and around the world, too. But they can't even think about us, the Americans, first. You know, they allow these planes to go. I mentioned before, planes flying without numbers. How could that be in America? Come on. This is, like, insane that it's happening. But let me just flip to another thing. You know, the signs are everywhere. And some of them are almost funny. I mean, I was watching this. I flipped through the channels watching TV and stuff. And I like watching movies from the past sometimes. There was this. I said it before and I'll say it again, science fiction movies are telling us the truth before it even hits us in reality. And I'll draw the parallel here. There was a 1964 beach movie called Pajama Party. the famous Frankie Avalon, instead of playing Annette's boyfriend in the movie, he's playing the ruler of Mars. That's how it starts out. And somebody else is famous is playing his number one or something like that. And they're talking about taking over the Earth. And how are they going to take over the Earth? With their teleportation equipment. And the plan is to start teleporting armies of Martians to invade Earth. Well, what's funny about that is that it was recently revealed in a 2015 book that back in 1972, Donald Rumsfeld, working for the Nixon White House, made the decision that now that we've been given the teleportation equipment, working equipment from the ETs, we're only going to use that teleportation equipment to transport armies to the battlefield. Now, I don't know whether Donald Rumsfeld got that idea out of the 1964 Pajama Party movie, but there's a 1964 movie telling us, predicting what will happen in the future, and it did. Of course, we're only finding out about that in 2015 because of whistleblowers. And, you know, I think we've got to stop listening to this thing that whistleblowers are bad, especially when they're telling us the bad news that's been hidden for us, how we're being lied to and deceived. Sure, we shouldn't give away the nuclear codes or anything like that. Nobody's talking about doing stupid things like that. But the whistleblowers come out and tell us important information, how the programs that are secretly being run, they're out of control, and they're being commandeered by all those that want to bring us down, you know? If there's anybody working on a secret project listening to this show, I'm going to give you a piece of wise advice. Don't turn your back on the ETs, because they're going to take you down as soon as the time is right, as soon as the alien out there in the spacecraft gives them the order. Or maybe the aliens got bases under the Earth, under the ocean. I hear some of the groups do. Regardless, or they'll tell their proxies. You know, the representatives, we've heard about them before, the Illuminati. Maybe the Masons are part of that group now, too. And the world ruling families, they'll get them to break the hard news to us when it happens and give the command for the final takeover. But it's going to happen. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to change the subject. So here it is. I talked last week about the way to get the best water is to buy the machine that makes the best water. So if you got a pencil and paper, go get it now. Because this is the place that makes the world's best water cleansing machine, which gives you perfect water and changes the bond angle to make it wetter so it can get in the smallest cracks inside your body. Negatively charged, so it hooks onto all the positive poisons that are laying in your body that we picked up over time. So hopefully you have a pencil and paper. The number to get this amazing machine that can change your life, fill your body with energy, and maybe cure most of your ailments and flush out all the toxins and keep you feeling healthy and happy, the number to get this fantastic machine that hooks up, can hook up to your faucet, and you can take out not only all the pollutants, but all the pharmaceutical pollutants in your water nowadays. You know, public water systems don't take out the pharmaceutical products. They just take out the lead and the heavy metals. That's all they're interested in doing. You might check into what your local water supply people do for you, because you'll be shocked. They're not doing enough, and they're ignorant, pretty ignorant. You know, look at that nonsense that happened in Flint, Michigan. So anyhow, the water machine that can change your life and make you healthier and happier, this is the number to call, 845-754-8696. And just do me the favor, mention my name so I can get credit for doing this commercial for them. Say, hey, how does Tom Edison recommend I call you up? Tell me about the machine that's going to clean the most toxic water and can use also to clean your well if you're using well water. In fact, everybody... because I'm an expert on water, let me tell you, if you have a well and you're drinking out of it, you really need to get it tested to find out what's in it. But with this magical John Ellis water machine, or even if you buy the John Ellis rated bottle and glass, if you pour 10 gallons into your well, it'll purify it to a catalytic reaction. So you can make the pure water, and you can take the pure water and use it as catalyst also. I'll give you the number again. The number is 845-754-8696. And please mention that you heard it from Tom Edison on the Connect the Dots radio show. The owner, he knows who I am. And there's another number to call. If you want a free sample of this amazing, powerful water, the water I drink, it's 570-296-0214. Get your free sample. And who says there aren't good things on the East Coast? Because this is all happening on the East Coast. But wherever you're listening, this is a good tip for improving your health. It will. Drinking this water will improve your health. To what degree? Well, it depends on how much water you drink. And a little common sense goes a long way. I'll give you the numbers one more time. 845-754-8696. Free water sample, 570-296-0214. All right, well, let me just move on. And just to prove the point again that I don't have to talk about all the problems, but we need to talk about the problems. But for a little levity, a little change of pace, the good scientist and bad scientist. But regardless, we all know that for decades, for eons, since the beginning of time, since the beginning of scientists, they've been hopelessly trying to figure out what came first, the chicken or the egg. And they still haven't figured that one out. Well, let me tell you, I got news from my listening audience here. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, it took a comedian to figure out that riddle. And here's how he figured it out. You see, which came first, chicken or the egg? Actually, in the heat of the moment, they came together. Think about that for a minute. Anyhow, let me get back to talking about the insanity in our world. You know, they're advertising these cars that automatically stop via high-tech sensors. Well, there's a death trap waiting to happen. What about when your automatic sensor stopped the car and it didn't need to be stopped and you weren't expecting it? And the guy behind you smashes into you. And what if it's a big trailer truck, tractor trailer truck? You could be dead. Because your car stopped suddenly for no reason at all. What a stupid thing to offer to people. But nobody's talking the logic here. And if you buy that car, you're buying for yourself a death trap. Because eventually, the machine will let you down. The sensors will stop the car for no apparent reason. And if there's somebody in a big vehicle behind you, they're going to plow right into you. Well, you know, you got to think about these things in life, because it's up to your responsibility to protect yourself. Remember, you are a human being. I know you might not know what that means because they don't teach that in school. They don't even teach it correctly in religious organizations. But I'll give you a 10-second lesson here. A human being, you the human being, you are a spiritual personality, a spiritual entity existing in a physical body at this point in time. And there is no real death, unless you were stupid enough to wish for it. Physical body fails, your spirit
your essence lives on and goes into what we call the afterlife. There is so much information on that there, it's unbelievable. So we ought to start telling everybody, stop talking about people dying. Their physical body can cease to function, but the human being, the personality, the spirit, the essence of who you were lives on. This is a fact. Time to wake up, or are you still in the Matrix? And believe me, that's a movie everybody should rewatch and rewatch, because many of us are in the Matrix right now. And we've been put in the Matrix with too much time on our cell phones and trying to run our whole life through our cell phones. And of course, the companies want you to do that. Then they can manipulate you more, you know? But it's time to wake up and realize and claim your humanity, you know? We've all been born into this world with free will. And from the time you become aware of things at an early age, everyone's trying to take away your free will and tell you what to do or what you can't do. In fact, that's the problem with all the laws we have on the books. It's all about what you can't do, you know? Whatever happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's supposed to be our rights. You know, most of these laws on the books are in violation of that. Yeah, I mean, really, it's time you smart lawyers, ethical lawyers out there, start challenging this. All the laws need to be challenged at this point in time because they're pretty much all horrible, you know. We can agree you shouldn't be allowed to kill anybody except in self-defense, but pretty much beyond that, you know, most of the laws, I'd say, I don't know whether it's 95% or 99% of the laws, they're just no damn good. We don't need them, you know. If we look back in history, there's a famous person, I'm sure Jesus, when he was asked about the laws and all that, he said, he broke it down to two basic things that all, those are the only two things you really need is to incorporate. Okay? And he didn't go to college or anything. You know, so if he could break it down to two basic things, the most famous, he went to others, as you have them do to you. And the other one, go look it up yourself. You know, why we have thousands of laws on the book? All we've done is made it complicated. And if you study, that's a pitfall that people fall into. You know, it started with a recognizable one. You can go back as far as Moses, bringing the Ten Commandments to the Jewish people. Well, if you read those historical events, you quickly find out that those 10 laws were not enough. And they have kept out adding on and adding on and adding on and adding on, just like we did here in the United States. Bill of Rights wasn't enough to have to keep adding on and adding on. And we've got too many laws that are only good for rich people or authoritative structures. And I've warned everyone in previous weeks, we need to have exceptions to command, chain of command structures, because it's been in every science fiction movie about aliens coming to our world trying to conquer us. The first thing they do is they gain mind control of the authorities. And when the big, powerful authorities are mind controlled, they can give via mind control ideas in the heads of these authoritative figures to give out stupid commands that are harmful to the human race. And expect this happening a lot in the near future. I mean, we don't even have to go to the near future now. Just look at the stupid decisions that people with authority now are making. I mean, damn. They're just like one bad decision after another. In fact, I mentioned that as a reason to buy my book. You want to understand why every authority in the world is going to make one ridiculous or stupid, inconsiderate decision after another? And I explain, it's the mind control
That's why. It's not happening by chance. This is all being orchestrated by those who are doing the mind control on the human race. And it's happening. Come on, when was the last time a politician, in America at least, did anything that was really intelligent or beneficial to the common people? Gonna have to look pretty hard on that one. And in relation to all this, when you find the one or two things they did, put it on one side of the paper, and then put all the stupid things they came up with on the other side, and you'll see how lopsided the whole thing is. One explanation for that is stupid people in power and or mind control. Or rich people with no idea of that they hear for the common people because they're rich. How could they possibly know? Born with a silver spoon, they don't know what it is to use a plastic spoon. You know? They pull up to wherever they're going to eat, and when they see their friends on the road, what do they say? Pass the coupon? How stuffy and snobby. But that's what these people are. What can we say? It makes a good, funny commercial. Well, let me just jump to something else. You know, here I am, running for president for the 2020 presidential election. I'm starting early. I've got my game plan, use the radio show, and that's all I can do is come out here and talk and let everybody know I'm knowledgeable about everything. I've got common sense, and I've got the formula to solve any problem. I've spoken about it before. It don't matter how difficult the problem is, this formula works for me. If I'm allowed to address the issue, and of course the lawmakers who don't want people like me addressing issues because they want to keep the problems in place, because that's how they're making all their money, under the table. Keep the problems in place, and the people that make money off the problems will throw a little cash our way, because we're doing them a favor by keeping all these stupid laws in place and keeping the problems in place. That we know that's how it works. So prove to me it's not so. Come on. And here you go. Let me give you an example. Well, anyhow, I didn't finish up on that. My formula for solving problems, when I get the opportunity to solve the problem, I ask the key questions, the answers to the key questions. Tell me the route I have to take to solve the problem. And because I have hundreds and thousands of problem-solving experiences in my life, to choose some, I've got a big array of tools to work with. Your regular politician, he has close to no tools to work with. And that's the stupid group that we have running the U.S. Congress. I don't mean to be rude, but you guys are really, you're just no good at solving problems. You don't even know how to get along. And you want to keep playing partisan politics. That's a game destined to fail. That's another term I have in my book. Plans designed to fail, and that's what you guys are doing, following the plans designed to fail. And boy, you're experts at following that partisan politics, and that's why we don't get anything done in America here. Two-party system, that's destined to fail, you know? And we're all tired of hearing your fake argument twice. The good system is not. I challenge you. Call me up and debate me on that. I'll do it right here, and you'll see how quick you know what you're talking about. Let me just jump back to the chemtrails for a second, because this is the key for breaking the bank in Washington. This is it. We have to just focus on this one thing, because it's something they truly can't deny. The planes are out there every day. The research has been done by citizens. We have the documentation. We even got the UN admit it's real, even though they'll never do anything about it, that worthless organization. You know, I'd love to speak to them. The first thing I'd like to say is, you know, if you can't do and respond to what I'm going to tell you today, you need to disband this organization because you're worthless. because you don't know how to be responsive to what the people ask you, not what the government asks you, what the people. We don't even get a chance to ask you what you're doing because our representatives don't represent the people. And it's time that the UN open up their doors to the people, not the government, because all governments are corrupt. But, well, that's who's their representative of the government. So they have to be a corrupt organization, worthless, too. You know? So back to the chemtrails. You know, I came up with some more ideas. The original one was the chemtrail watch. Take the pictures, put them out there. You know, chemtrail club. Club of tweeters, tweet the president daily. Eventually, you'll have to, you know, it'll be called to attention because the press is following all the tweets relating to. And eventually, they're going to understand that they're wrongly being prohibited from talking about the chemtrails. It's their editors. The editors are mind controlled. And remind everybody, bribery is mind control. Intimidation is mind control. And there's also the sophisticated kinds. And there's blackmail, and you know, the list goes on. But the worst ones of all are the artificial intelligence mind control machines that just can slip poison into somebody's mind, and you don't realize what's being done to you unless you're really on top of things. So what else have I come up with? Because we got to focus, we the people have to focus on one issue and to get our first victory over our controlled government and get them to do something in response to what we're talking about, because they never do. Chemtrail cartoons, if you're a cartoonist or no one, tell them to start drawing chemtrail cartoons. That way the young kids will learn at an early age that they're being poisoned by an evil government that controls our government, the evil world government. Yes, the globalists, they're evil. Because all they care about is control of the whole world. And, of course, they are controlled by the ETs. And you can't prove otherwise. And I have plenty of evidence in my book, Connect the Dots, Theory, to point in that direction. Because when I got done finishing writing my book, Connect the Dots Theory, which fully explains all the stupid things going on in this world, it was clear to me that I had hit the nail on the head, because when I apply the conclusions to any issue in the world, it all makes sense now. It makes sense why everybody's making stupid decisions once you read Connect the Dots Theory. It makes sense why they're destroying the Earth ecosystem. Everything stupid being done all of a sudden makes sense. It makes sense why the pharmaceutical companies are selling you worthless pieces of poison that'll hurt you more than before you took their products. You know, it all makes sense. Everything wrong happening in this world makes sense once you read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it's all a gigantic plan against the human race that's being has been put into action for quite a while, and it's ongoing, and it's escalating. What else can we do? Chemtrail comics. Well, hey, that's like the chemtrail cartoons. Chemtrail communists, you know? Anything to mention chemtrails. Chemtrail spray stoppers. Yeah, maybe even the communists will come to their senses, you know, hey, listen, you know, the communists, you're supposed to be for the average worker. Well, the average workers are getting poisoned by the chemtrail sprayers. Come on, join us here. Finally, there's something we can agree on, you know? And that's it, chemtrail spray stoppers. Everybody should get into this because we're all people and we're all getting poisoned daily. And these, from my investigations into what's been discovered, these are some real serious health issues that are not easy to clear up. You know, they're really stocking it too. It's in a bad way. That's no good because we're missing out on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Of course, that's part of the whole control plan.
They want to make us so sick that we won't be much of a resistance when the final push for total world control goes into effect, and it's not that far down the road. It's important we educate ourselves. That's why I keep pushing this book of mine, Connect the Dots Theory, because it highlights all the bad things being done and explains the logic of why it's being done to destroy and take over the human race. They only want to leave enough people around to be productive slave labor. That's it. You know? And that isn't our true destiny. They're interfering with the true destiny of man, which is to evolve into the higher form and eventually become a part of the spirit world and connect with the rest of the universe. You know, we're being prohibited from connecting with the rest of the universe, and it's these jerks, these note creatures, not of this earth creatures, note creatures that are interfering with the human race, you know? They're interfering in the affairs of mankind and doing so for at least 400,000 years, if not longer. It's time we put an end to it, you know? I mean, they don't know what's best for us. They only know what's best for them, and their idea of what's best for them is to control the human race and use it as slave labor. It's not any, you know, this is the unfortunate truth, and we need to realize that we're in trouble because our so-called leaders are in bed with the world controllers, you know? They've all been bought out, and if there's one or two that hasn't, it's not enough. So we people need to form together and start working for a referendum-type government. I mean, everybody in this country would love me as president because I would be badgering the Congress, let's make it a referendum government since you people don't know how to do your job. You can't be trusted to do your job and take care of the common people, and you make horrible laws. So, you know, you deserve to be basically fired, all of you, because you're worthless. You're collecting a salary, and you do close to nothing. And when you do pass legislation, it's never for the common people. It's always for the rich people. Come on, this is the truth. We know it. We're tired of talking about it. I'm the only guy who has a plan for us to move and get ourselves out of this mess. And that's why I'm running for president in 2020. You know, I ran in 2016, too. Go back, go on my website, you know. You can find it when you go to the radio station, click on my name. It takes you to my profile. Find out about what I was talking, the videos are there, I was talking to the general public, and I'm gonna, it's going to be the same thing for this election, you know. I know what needs to be done, and I know how to cut the new path through the woods, and I know how to stand before the Congress and take control. Of course, they wouldn't like that, you know. That's why I have to run as a right-wing candidate, because they would never get behind me, because they don't see they are the problem. The two main political parties are the problem. And I could nicely ask them, dissolve your parties. You think they're going to listen? I don't think so. But because they're powerful organizations, and when people get addicted to power, even stupid politicians, and yes, I have to call them stupid, because there's a national security issue at hand here with the chemtrails and the leaving us open to an EMP attack. Who do we have to blame? The lawmakers. Why haven't they addressed these issues? Because they're all bought out or they're stupid. I'll give them a choice. Tell me, Mr. Politician, is it just that you've been bought out or you're just plain stupid? Or maybe you just don't care? Or all of the above. Well, that's where it's at. I defy him and prove it's not like that.
You know? This is a talk show radio. You can call in. Don't like what I'm saying? Go ahead. Speak your case. Tell us why what I said was not true. Why what I said was not true. But you can't. Because you're in one of those categories, definitely. You know? It's sickening. Well, let me just change the subject again. Here I am running for President of the United States in 2020. I've got no backing from people with money because I talk against people with money. Everybody wants to play the game the way it is, you know, so I have to be a write-in candidate, which makes it difficult. I've got, you know, I'm a person, I live below the poverty level because I never had an interest in earning money. So I've got to do these things using my radio show to try to earn some money so I can hit the road, so to speak, you know, and meet the people face to face. Otherwise, I'm stuck here on the East Coast. Everything seems to be happening on the West Coast. And one thing I am offering everybody to inspire people to donate to my cause as running for president, as a right-wing candidate, independent, you know, to be a true independent, you have to be a right-wing candidate. You can't be a small political party, you know. All this stupid talk by the news media about independent parties. Well, if you're a party, you're no longer an independent. Check it out. See how it's defined, you know. But I've got enough intelligence to beat the big guys at their own game if I just get a little money support so I can get out there and do more than just this radio show. So I mentioned it before. I've got the book for sale. You can go out and buy it anywhere. And I've got my first CD for sale in relation to me running for president. It's called Songs Better Than Dylan. Yes, I have the audacity to do that. No, I don't have the audacity. I have the proof. The songs will prove to anybody that my songs are better than Dylan. I've got 23 songs on a CD. I'm asking $10 for it. You only can buy it through me because I'm not including any big corporate people that don't need any extra money. You know, $10 is a fair price for 23 great songs. And you have to use your intelligence to get this disc, okay? You have to go hit my name on the on the radio station website. Hit my name. It'll take you down to my profile and all that, and you'll find my mailing address there. Mail me a $10 check or money order preferred, and I'll mail you back at my expense to mail it to you, the CD. This CD, the information on this CD has so much philosophy, it's better if you took all the compilations of the so-called famous philosopher Plato, who did make some outstanding philosophies, and we give him credit for that, but the total of my philosophies in these 23 songs exceeds what he did, because I'm talking about, philosophically speaking, about the social situations, the human behavior. So I've got a lot of packed into this one CD. In fact, people out there, you're concerned about peace. I'll give you a specific example. You know, for years people have been talking about the Israeli-Palestine situation. Why can't we solve this problem? Other presidents have tried to do it. Well, the only real solution to the problem is on my CD. It's on, I think it's song number 9. Number 9, that's what the Beatles were referring to. No, that wasn't. Number 9. It's number 9. It just happened to turn out to be number 9. The song is called
Jerusalem. All right?
You're never going to hear it airplayed anywhere. So if you're really interested in what the content of the song is, you need to buy the disc. In fact, you know, and that's why I'll never ask anybody to play it on the air, never. Because, you know, I have to have a good reason to coax some people that might be interested in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. If you're Palestinian or if you're Jewish, you ought to be interested in finding out what the real solution is. I put it in a song, you know. I learned songwriting from people that put solutions and social commentary when I was growing up into songs. And I became good at it. And that song, Jerusalem, it provides the only realistic answer. It's got nothing to do with governments. It has to do with the people solving their own problem. In fact, that is part of the problem over there. The government of Israel and the governments in Palestine are never going to agree on anything. I think they've made that quite clear. But the people living in those areas, if they were to listen to this song and responded to what's being said there, perhaps they could override the obstinate behavior of the opposing governments. And that's the solution. I stand by it, and I defy anybody you want to try to prove me wrong. Well, buy the CD, then listen to the record, and then call me up on the show and say, no, that's not the solution, and I'll argue the point and prove you wrong. How about that? I'm not afraid for a challenge, because I know what I'm talking about. When I speak, I know what I'm talking about. And that's the kind of president you want. One, as president of the United States, that's why I'm running, because I want to give the people what they deserve. Somebody who will be responsive, someone who has an understanding of what the common people have to suffer through here in America. Sure, we have it better than everybody else, but still, our rights are being taken away day by day by an unresponsive Congress, by corporations, by local governments, you name it. That's all they know how to do with legislation and government. Take away more rights, make our lives more difficult, make us more unhappy. And, of course, ETs love that because the evil ETs that are on our planet, they don't know what happiness is. They don't know what love is. And it just irks them to see people having fun. And they telepathically contact the lawmakers, make these people suffer because we don't like seeing them happy. They want us to be unhappy as they probably are. You know? If you don't have love, laughter in your life, you probably are unhappy. Which brings me to another little joke. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a funny little thing about the ETs, you know, or at least some of the ET groups. Sure, there's a few good ones out there, but let's talk about the ETs, the ones that are out there. They're always listening to our communications. I don't know whether we're on the dark side of the moon or up in this invisible spacecraft, but we can imagine these little gray ETs with their little holes in the head that they have to listen through. And they're sitting at a table listening to conversations on the earth. They have the artificial equipment to superior to ours. They can do this. They can hide on the dark side of the moon and listen to our conversations in their little caves or wherever they are. So there's a picture. There's two little gray ETs monitoring the conversations of human beings. That's all they do, 24/7. They don't even sleep. They're half robotic or whatever. They don't have to sleep. They're serving their function. Listen to the earthlings and try to decipher where their weak points are. So they have to listen to all the conversations. So the one little gray ET says to the other gray ET sitting next to him in the module, he goes, who He asked the other E.T., who are all these races I keep hearing about that the humans talk about? Are these the ones who ride the bicycles? They just don't get it. What can we say? And now you have a story to talk about race without getting all serious about it. Not something stupid like Bill Nair said. Well, did he turn into a butt kisser real fast? Stupid, though. But I've heard him say worse things. And it's funny, I wonder why anybody didn't complain when he was making fun of Jesus, the man who supposedly lived the perfect life. Did a comedy skit on that, and just outrightly talking disrespectful for somebody who had a record for being a good and great person. Like, nobody complained about that. What does that say? I don't know. I guess it says, apparently, that's okay. I don't know. But I found that distasteful myself. So much for him, he doesn't deserve another word. Why don't he call my show? I'll give my 2 cents. Well, I got a question. If anybody is listening and is not afraid to pick up the phone, can anybody tell me what the sea of glass is? Seriously, I mean, I've come across the real definition of it, but other people might think they know what the sea of glass is, but call up. I'll ask you the tough questions, and we'll see if you really know. And remember, smart meters create dirty electricity. If you're living in a house with a smart meter, get out. If some town is trying to force you to take on a smart meter, leave town. This is no good for your health, and it's all part of the mind control nonsense. Oh, boy. One of the most important things in my book, Connected Dots Theory, is I redefine certain definitions. The orthodox definition of truth that they try to stifle everybody within this world, it's no longer adequate. It's inadequate. And I believe I've got a better version of my book. Of course, you need to buy the book and read it. My definition of coincidence explains it very well. I've redefined the definition. It's not something that happens by chance. A coincidence is something that was pre-planned to coincide. And there's plenty of proof of that. Many of you probably recognize it in your own life. And just in case phone you don't have in front of you, the call-in number is here. It's 888. 627-6008. And let me tell you why, another great reason why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. I invented this back in 2012. It's called the new economy. That's right. It's an economy that doesn't really need bankers, doesn't need Wall Street, doesn't need stock market. It's an economy for the common people. And it has to do with percentage of profits
the people who do the work get their percentage of profit in relation to how much work they do. Even if you're the leader of the company and making all the decisions, the only profit you should be making is in proportion to how much work you do. You know, in a fair system, the person that does the hardest work should get paid the most. If you're out there doing back-breaking work in a field, you should get paid a lot of money. That'll solve the farm worker problem right there. When the farms start paying more money to work on and to do the hard work, you'll get Americans coming for the jobs. Percentage of profit. Fairly worked out. The new economy. In the new economy, the best cars for the common people can be made by small teams of workers. We don't need the assembly line. The assembly line is for the big corporations. It requires a big set of money. There are so many people selling usable parts. Teams of two people can make cars. I happen to know somebody who makes cars by himself. He makes six-wheel drive vehicles all by himself. No help, no fancy equipment. He's talented, knows how to do it. And he works good. And this should be the new American auto industry. If you have friends out there that want to get involved in this, come call me. Hey, I'm reachable by phone, too. If you go through my profile, you'll get my cell phone number. I don't always pick it up because I usually leave it off. I don't like the government tracking me where I go and travel. So I'll just put it on when I need it. But I do return calls if you leave a message. Simple. You want to get in touch. Or, as I've said on other shows, the best, if you got a lot to tell me, and if you don't get me with the phone right away, you can mail me a letter. I mean, it's the safest form of communication. People wake up. Every phone call is recorded, if you call me, but they're not going to be personally listening to it. Yeah, because I'm not thought of as that important of a person. But if you really want to keep something private, you need to mail me a letter. You know, they don't have enough people open everyone's mail. So I'm sure they would love to do that, but I don't think they've trained the machines to do that yet. But they got the machines keeping a record of everything we do on electronic equipment. And this is kept on file, which reminds me there's a bad situation going out in Utah there. That's where they're building their new information gathering center, and they're wasting millions of gallons of good water to cool down the equipment so they can keep every bit of information on every soul on this planet. And who's paying for that? Taxpayers are paying for it. Is it any benefit to us? They'll know. And they're destroying good water in the process. But, of course, I think the Utah governor okayed the project. Well, we know who's putting money in his pocket. And issues like this need to be addressed. Believe me, these are bad things, and they're getting us to pay for it. I wonder how much taxpayer money pays for the chemtrail flights. Gasoline has to be bought to fly those planes, or jet fuel, rather. It's time we stop, remember how the United States got started? No taxation without representation, but they're taxing us and we don't have any representation. We're back, we've gone full circle, we just don't realize it. The people are asleep at the wheel in Congress, and they are in the matrix, they just don't realize it. Well, anyhow, the show's coming to an end, and tell your friends about it.
And tell anybody who's concerned about the environment to listen to the show. Get some people to call up. Help me out with my campaign. I need a person to be my official tweeter. You know, I don't have time for this stuff, you know? I'm working on other things. I'm constantly searching for new knowledge. Because I claim to be one of the most knowledgeable people on the face of this planet. And I can prove it any day of the week, any place, any time, anywhere. Oh, one more great thing before I go up. What's going on here on the East Coast, you wouldn't be aware of it anywhere else except Manhattan. The insanity of all the track, the train crashes and track derailments in Penn Station. Tracks are owned by, the whole system is owned by Conrail, you know, another government waste project. Or is it Amtrak? Yeah, two waste projects that waste your taxpayers' money. And in order to solve these minor bumps that happen in Penn Station and, you know, ruin the rush hour for people, they're going to take 8 weeks to make a couple feet of track repair. 8 weeks. Okay. Of course, they're milking the project because the taxpayers, you're giving them unlimited money to milk the project. And the money will fall into the pockets of the big shots. Insanity. Who's keeping watching this? Nobody. Unbelievable. All right, it's time to go. I'm going to ask the engineer to do the countdown with the music. We're going to play the instrumental music first, which is the end of my show. And then just stay tuned, listen to the first song off my CD, which is my way of doing airplay promotion for one of my favorite songs, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. Okay, here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. And everybody tune in next Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. I'll have more to say. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stance without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.